renowned artist and photographer Carrie Mae Weems is heading up an awareness campaign to focus on the disproportionate impact COVID-19 is having on Black, Brown, and Native American communities. Thursday, Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh issued a proclamation honoring her and the project. He notes inequality leads to health problems in communities of color, and the pandemic is making that all too clear.
It has shined a very bright light on the systemic issues that have impacted a number of marginalized communities, particularly communities of color, systemic racism, inequality. Those systemic problems have shown themselves in a very specific way during this pandemic.
Weems' project brings to light these inequities and focuses on healthy behaviors among Black, Brown, and Native people. Utilizing her artistic photography, one billboard and poster says a little distance goes a long way, while showing people close enough to spread the virus. Another has a soft-focused picture of a Black man, with the message, sadly, you're most impacted by COVID-19. Weems argues inequity across society leads to other injustices as well.
This healthcare crisis is also linked to the escalating violence. It is also ricocheting, unfortunately, through our community. They are all linked. And in that connection, I think, is where we really find the depths of inequity, and therefore where we have to focus our attention.
Weems' project, Resist COVID, Take 6, includes materials to distribute within communities of color. And now she's looking for help from the community to have an impact.
The thing that I need from all of you the most is help with getting this information, this important information, into the hands of the people that need it. It doesn't mean anything if it simply sits on a billboard. We've developed shopping bags and fans and church fans and door hangers and buttons and bows, and all those things need to get to the people who need them.
She involved many other artists, and the project has drawn attention in Harlem, Dallas, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other cities. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.